What's going on, everybody? My name is Anthony Kemp Jr., and I am the CEO and host of the Investing Realm podcast. My goal is to provide you all with information that will help you, your loved ones, family, and friends to put your money to work for you. Here on the Investing Realm, we will discuss some of the biggest companies in the world, its founders, and how they were able to generate millions of dollars, even billions in revenue. You will hear about companies like Apple, Google, Meta, Nvidia, Tesla, and SPY, called SPY, better known as the S&P 500. We'll talk about long-term, mid-term, and short-term investing. What is stock trading? What are stock options? And what are futures? My goal is to provide you with special guests on the actual podcast, information that will benefit you all so that you can put your money to work. With that being said, let's get ready to get into today's segment. And if you would like to get free stocks, please go ahead and click the link below and sign up for a brokerage account. Let's get it. Much love. What's going on, everybody? My name is Anthony Kemp Jr. Welcome to the Investing Realm, where I provide all profitable information for investing. And remember, this is not financial advice. I'm just trying to give you knowledge that could bless you and that could bless your families. And my goal is hopefully that I'm able to encourage people to start investing, whether long term or short term. Now, today we're going to talk about something called indicators. And believe it or not, these are very popular. There is actually a company, I would call them a company. And they're actually, I have to say, I do like their business model. I think that they do a really good job of getting people. I think they do a good job of getting people involved on the, from the aspect of like indicators. They do very, very well. They do very well. We're talking supply and demand indicators. We're talking about range indicators. We're talking about MACD indicators, Fibonacci indicators. I mean, these people have so much. The name of the company is called LuxAlgo. And from my understanding, the name kind of talks about what they believe. Like, they believe that they can use algorithms to make good indicators to help people to be able to gauge directions of the market according to their liking. Now, they do not make the claim that all of their indicators are the best, but they do make the claim that they have what you need as far as the statements of what they have. I'm not saying that I've heard them say that, but I have seen two gentlemen talk, and it's pretty obvious that they're really big on giving indicators to people. And I personally think if anybody's going to use indicators, I would rather get an indicator from them. And I don't even know these guys personally. I'm not sponsored by them, but it's just an opinion of mine. I've always kind of just, I've liked their indicators are pretty smooth. Now, I guess what you probably would want to know is, do I day trade? I do day trade. I don't necessarily think that every day is a good day to trade, but I do try to take advantage of the market on a day-to-day basis. And I have been trading pretty much every day for the past probably a couple of months. And I guess your next question would be, Anthony, do you actually use indicators yourself? From a long scale, I don't mind using an indicator. One that I like to use is the exponential moving average at 200 days. Some people may just go with the moving average. The exponential is a little bit more weighty on price action. So I prefer to use that one. Now, the reason why I said I prefer to use that one on a bigger range, and what I mean by that is looking at the daily chart. I don't want to look at the 5-minute chart using a 200 day personally. Maybe a 4-hour chart wouldn't be too bad, because the data that's collected in those candlesticks are a little bit more weightier, in my opinion. But if I was just really going to say, hey, I'm no longer going to day trade, and because I'm not going to day trade, I would literally go to the exponential moving average at 200 days, because a lot of times when price crosses above or beneath the 200 day, it usually means that the market sentiment is changing, and it could be changing for the long haul. Now, remember, y'all, we are still dealing with probabilities and we're still dealing with possibilities. None of this is 100%. And this is why, I mean, if I had 100 grand, to be honest with y'all, I probably would buy real estate. I'm just being honest with y'all. I probably would go flip houses, because when you're trying to day trade, there's a big psychology behind this. This thing can really take you through the ringer. Seriously, like no cap. I won't even lie to y'all about this. Like, if you really want to know if trading is for you, you'll know in the first probably week. And if you don't have if you haven't read books or been in some type of group, you'll be discouraged pretty quick, because you'll find out that the market moves in waves. And a lot of times you're trying to predict what the price is going to do next. And you'll see everybody has a different methodology on how you need to be able to look at price action and what indicators you need to use. And this is why your indicators don't work. And everybody has this super big opinion about trading. And you will find out very quickly, you need to learn the fundamentals and then have your own thesis on how to trade. So I actually wrote something down. I want to share this with you all. Now, this doesn't necessarily have anything to do with indicators, but it has everything to do with the psychology. I will make a separate episode on psychology. But I want to read to you all what I took down in my notes, and I will state this again in another segment. I need to find it here. Let's go to notes. This is what I wrote today, because I started to see that I need to be able to go back to my notes and recall the journey of what I've been learning. For those of you who don't know, I take trading very serious. I really believe that trading and investing are one of my main outlets to be able to put my money to work. And I take that personal, because it's my money, you know? So I really have studied technicals. I really have taken out time to read books and to try to really tap in into a different atmosphere when it comes to trading. This is what I wrote down: trading stocks. I wrote this today. Today is January the 3rd, 2024. I wrote this around about 10 a.m. this morning on this Saturday. I said, note that many traders believe they can predict the next move in the market based on their trading strategy, which cannot be 100% predicted. There are only probable possibilities in trading, along with probabilities. This is why the best traders will be simple and not complex, because complex strategies do not mean traders will make money. A trader needs to be able to see the market clearly and live in the present moment, not always thinking about past history of price action. Seeing that a stock's sentiment can change at any time due to news, earnings, or economic events. Anthony Kemp Jr.'s trading strategy. My name is Anthony Kemp Jr. This is what I said. I, Anthony Kemp Jr., believe, as a statement of faith, that too many lines and indicators can cloud a person's judgment, thus leading one to see a stock's movement, to not see a stock's movement for what it truly is. Living only in the past is not healthy, but living in the now is far better. Not that the past holds no weight, but it should be used in trading as an indication of what could happen, not what will happen. Now, this is what I wrote today. Why did I say that with so much passion? Because I've taken trades where I'm like, okay, I have an open close area here, I have an open close area there, I have my supply and my demand zone. I have literally on three or four occasions seen price open up in the middle of, in between, in the middle of both of my zones, shoot in one direction. And I'm like, oh, it's rejecting my supply zone. So it shot up, it's rejecting my supply zone. Okay, we're going down. Guess what? Price will go down, like it's about to go down, probably go about 75, maybe 50% of the way from where it came up and shoot past my zone. And I'm like, yo, but there were strong buyers here last time. There were strong buyers here last time. Like, why? I don't understand. And I said to myself, what am I missing? What am I missing? Because this is happening. And I probably went, y'all, 2.5, it felt like 3 weeks with just getting bad trades. And I'm like, yo, like, I know what I'm doing. So how am I wrong? And the only thing that I could come up with was, don't live in the past, live in the now. Because you think that there were strong sellers in this area previously, you think they're going to be there again. And it's not that that's not necessarily true. The thing is, you don't really know that, though. And this is the complexity when it comes to the psychology of trading stocks, futures, and Forex. I think we all battle with this, because there are people out there right now that will say, I don't see why you need to use any other indicator except for the VWAP, which is a volume weighted price indicator. And it's a really good indicator. It is based off of price and volume. It is, hear me again, it is based off of price and volume. In the last segment, I just told y'all, I believe that price and volume are literally the main indications of being able to know where price is probably going to go. But there's a key word that I keep saying, probably. If somebody tells me they have the best strategy, I am now at a place as a man to where I can say, he feels that way, she feels that way. Why? Specifically because that strategy has worked for them. Nobody's going to believe in a strategy unless it actually works for them and unless they've gotten good profits from it. So here's the answer to the question that some of you may be thinking, Anthony, do you use indicators? Do you use them? Only when I'm thinking long, long, long term. I would never use an indicator as of now. I've done it in the past and it's worked. It's not that they don't work all the time. I mean, it's not that they don't work sometimes. I have actually found through backtesting and through observing charts and studying charts and looking at price action, I have found that sometimes the indicator throws off my judgment. And so God ain't the author of confusion. So I don't need no confusion in my life. So I said, I'm done with indicators on the intraday level. Now, if I'm looking long term and I don't want to think very much, great. And I think that's what a lot of people try to use indicators for. I think they try to use indicators to try to help them take the thinking out of the market. But call me old school. I'm 33 years old. I'm a black male. I do not believe that it is healthy to let computers think for you all the time. That's one of the things that I think a lot of people who are, you know, in their late 50s, early 60s have a problem with the AI technology that's coming out, because there's a danger in a human being not thinking for themselves and relying on computers to do thinking for them. And I feel the same way in trading. I feel the same way in trading. By the way, y'all, there's hundreds of indicators. There's hundreds. Let me tell y'all, there's a company. I don't know if they're a company or they're just a private company. I know they're not public. I think they're a private company. There's a company called that makes indicators called Lux Algo. These people are like, yo, man, they got so many indicators. It's crazy, man. I mean, and all an indicator is, y'all, is a set of rules put in like JavaScript or Python, you know, engineered and typed up. And a lot of people don't have these skills, including myself. And I mean, these people have a lot of indicators. We're talking supply and demand indicators. We're talking VWAP. We're talking the double or triple move average crossover. Like, their indicators are really good. Like, I can't cap. Matter of fact, let me go to indicators and let me type in Lux Algo. I'm on TradingView right now. Lux Algo. Y'all ready for this? Check this out. Lux Algo. Here we go. They have support and resistance levels with breaks. That's an indicator. Lux Algo. Price action concepts. That's an indicator that you can't get unless you actually buy it. They have super trend AI clusters. Lux Algo. They have supply and demand visible range. Lux Algo. They have support and resistance signals. MTF. Lux Algo. They have signal moving averages. Lux Algo. They have trend regulatory adaptive moving average. Lux Algo. They have pivot high low analysis and forecast. Lux Algo. They have liquidity heat map. LTF. Lux Algo. They have liquidity sentiment profile auto anchored. Lux Algo. They have rainbow adaptive RSI. Lux Algo. They have supply and demand daily. Lux Algo. Y'all, I just named like dang near 10 Lux Algos. And believe it or not, I still got about another 10 or maybe 8 that I can name. Come on, man. That's just Lux Algo. That's just Lux Algo. If you go to the internet right now, there's a recording on Investopedia that states there are hundreds of different market indicators covering various indexes in the United States around the world. Y'all see what I'm talking about? So when you get into technicals and you start looking at indicators, it's going to be like that old saying where they say it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. And believe it or not, y'all, all indicators are lagging behind price. Listen, I'm telling y'all the truth. All indicators are lagging behind price. You know, people, I don't have nothing against people who use stochastics and, you know, oscillators and RSI. And I think it all has its place. But I've had a bad experience with like the RSI. Okay, the RSI is saying that it's overbought. Okay, the RSI is saying that it's oversold. So, you know, okay, we should have buyers coming in soon. You really think because an indicator is showing that the stock is overbought or oversold on the 5-minute time frame that it's really overbought or oversold? Y'all know what I've seen happen? I'm telling y'all, man, I got to make a part two. I can't give it all to y'all, man. I think I'm already 15 minutes over on this. Let me see. Yeah, I'm at 16 minutes. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop this segment. I'm going to start a part two, and we're going to continue to talk about indicators. Okay. With that being said, man, my name is Anthony Kemp Jr. If you would like to buy, if you would like to start investing, you can sign up for a brokerage account with Robinhood by clicking the link in the subscription of this actual segment. Keep in mind, you will get free stocks when you make your first deposit. It doesn't have to be $15, $20. It could be $5 just to get you started, and you'll get free stock from Robinhood, and you can start your trading journey. Man, I'll holler at y'all later. Let's get ready to get into part two on the indicators. Peace.